Cape Talk. Inspiration Wednesdays.
Now, let me ask you to draw a mental picture for yourself. When I ask you, what does a golf champion look like? Someone who finishes in the top 10 of an international event. I'm guessing right now you're probably imagining someone very tall, long-limbed, someone who spent decades honing their skill. But the golf star sitting in front of me doesn't meet any of those criteria, or at least he doesn't just yet, because he's only 8 years old. He's not even as tall as me yet. And yes, he has just finished in the top 10 of an international tournament, the first ever European Kids Golf Championship held in Scotland last week. His name is Trey Paffin, and he's travelled an awfully long way from his home in Athlone to tee off at that event. We're delighted to have him with us today, along with his mum, Tiara, and to welcome you both to Cape Talk and say, Trey, congratulations on your 9th place finish. Well done.
Thank you.
So nice to have you both with us. How long have you been playing golf?
For 4 years.
4 years, okay. So that means you must have been 4 years old when you played your first round. Tiara, how old was he when he first picked up a golf club?
Gosh, he started crawling on the golf course, Papa. No, literally.
So there's a golfer in the family, I take it.
My mom and stepdad, we stayed with him when Trey was a baby, and I traveled quite a bit for work.
Okay.
And they were retired golfers, played every day. And so Trey would be in his car seat on a golf cart at Rondebosch Golf Course. And he obviously picked up quite a bit as a baby. You know, we really don't know what babies pick up. But we can see, and we saw it when he was 18 months and he was recruited for a Pampers advert for this amazing golf swing that we didn't know where it came from. Obviously, on reflection, we realized that what he was doing as a baby. We entered him in his first tournament when he was 4 years and 8 months. So he's been, I would say, playing with those plastic golf clubs probably between 18 months and 2.5 years, kind of just getting a feel for it. And then his dad took him for group lessons every Saturday, you know, thereafter, until we kind of realized we should probably be investing a little bit in his talent.
There's something going on.
We're not sure what it is. Let's see, you know, where it goes. And 4 years later, he's come in top 10 in an international tournament. And, you know, he surprises us all the time. As you can imagine, he's tiny.
He really
for his age.
Is. He's
really
a tiny
is.
Little boy.
People don't believe it when I say that.
Well,
but
I have
he
to
is.
Say, we're Facebook live streaming this interview. So if you don't believe us, please log on to Facebook and go to the Cape Talk page and see for yourself how small this little guy is. Because, okay, so 8 years old, you've been playing for a couple of years already, having picked up those clubs very early on. Tiara, I mean, did you notice good hand-eye coordination from a young age? You must have seen some signs.
We took him to baby gym because we thought, you know, he's our only son. So between David and I, we have 4 girls. So we're only used to doing girl things. So when, you know, a boy comes along, we kind of, okay, what do we do? So we took him for baby gym and we also took him for swimming. And that definitely helped with his fine and gross and motor skills. And so I think that, you know, once we kind of realized that he had this talent, we then started investing slowly, you know, into it.
Okay. So, Trey, where do you play your golf now? Do you still go to Rondebosch Golf Club or have you joined another club?
I still go to Rondebosch Golf Club, but my
member?
I'm a member at Royal Cape.
At Royal Cape, that's a very prestigious club. You must surely be the youngest member there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, by quite a long way, I would imagine. And Trey, how do you feel when you play golf?
I feel good.
You enjoy it? Is it always fun for you, or do you feel pressurized? Going to this tournament in Scotland, did you feel that you were under pressure to do well, or for you, is it just fun to be on the golf course playing your sport?
Fun to be playing.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. I mean, Tiara, it must be a challenge for you to find some balance in his life because clearly golf is very big a focus for him and he's still having lessons and playing regularly. How do you find that balance? Because you must be at school now, Trey. What grade are you in?
Grade 2.
Grade 2. Okay. So not too much homework, I hope, just yet.
No, not as much yet. But We're proud to say that he did his Mondeling exceptionally well today. He was quite nervous about it.
Oh, well done.
I think we're kind of lucky Trey started liking to read quite early. So he kind of picked that up early, you know, reading. And he loves maths. So, you know, he kind of asks his lots of very curious, logical questions all the time. And he's a boy, so he's curious about everything. So it is hard to kind of balance between the two, but we really try our best to make it work.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about the tournament you've just played in. So, Trey, you went over to Scotland to play in the European Kids Championship. Tiara, how did that come about?
Last year, August, we entered Trey in his first Africa Junior Challenge tournament. And, you know, we really didn't want to kind of let him feel the pressure. So he'd been playing in local tournaments quite regularly in Cape Town. And, again, he surprised us. Out of 12, 13 boys, if I'm not mistaken, and it was a really tough three-day competition in Saint-Lemer, there were over 140 kids. 100 from South Africa and Africa, and about 40 kids internationally traveled to Durban.
Sure.
And he placed third.
That's amazing.
Overall, out of the boys, he's age 7, and he was one shot off second place. And it was such an emotional roller coaster because they had this live, you know, update. So as you're kind of walking from hole to hole, Trey was moving from 7th to 1st to 3rd to 4th, you know. And we were just so ecstatic when he placed 3rd. And because he shot a qualifying score, which was under, I think it's 44, if I'm not mistaken, and placed in the top three, he got entry into the international competition. So you kind of have to qualify.
Okay.
And so that gave him entry into the Malaysian Open, which he went in December with his dad. And he tied 7th there out of 24 boys. And then the Scotland European Open. And then in August, he will travel to Pinehurst in North Carolina for the World Junior Kids Golf Challenge, which is such a prestigious event. And it's actually quite amazing. Now that he's been selected in the top 10, David was sending me emails last night of like this events that he's been now, you know, selected to attend and participate in. We got two emails last night for Palm Springs Open, and I can't remember what the other one is. But so it's just unlocked so many doors for him. And I think, you know, we really wanted to go to Scotland, but, you know, with having 5 kids, finances are tough. I run a non-profit. David's the only breadwinner. And we were so blessed that Turkish Airlines came on board and sponsored him and David's flight, because, you know, our family and friends support us really amazingly. Yep. They attended his fundraiser. We had a Backer Buddy account going for him. But, you know, we literally couldn't afford David and Trey going. So what a blessing, you know.
We
were totally amazed by it. Otherwise, we actually wouldn't have gone. And that's quite sad, because I think Trey, being so talented, and I mean, I think parents are biased, all our kids are talented. But I only really realized how talented he was after the competition in Saint-Lemer in Durban last year. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe he turns into a completely different child, you know, from his playful kind of boyish self every day. To when he's on the golf course, he's very serious. And Trey's got such an amazing coach as well, Keegan Bayer at the SA Golf Institute. They are such an amazing match. Trey's very playful and Keegan's very serious. And so Trey needs that, you know, serious kind of focus when he's coaching. And I noticed that he gets quite serious into it when he's coaching, which is perfect.
Now, we've got somebody on the line that I want to bring in here. You mentioned that Turkish Airlines sponsored your flights to Scotland, and it's Trevor Brown, who's the Cape Town representative of Turkish Airlines, chatting to us now. Trevor, thank you so much for enabling this young man to go and play in Scotland. What was it that made Turkish Airlines sit up and take notice of Trey's talent?
Good afternoon, Pepper. Hi to Tiara and Trey. I'm glad he did well in his Afrikaans Mondeling. I was wondering about that this morning. you know, Pepper, something like this lands in your lap, you grab it with two hands. I mean, the story of Trey is quite amazing, and it's a you know, we do these things for branding, obviously, but golf is very important to the Turkish Airlines family. And I don't know if you know about it, but, you know, we're involved in golf in a big... How are you doing, Trey?
Good.
That's good. That's good.
So Trevor,
it's
you were
very
saying,
important
yeah.
to us. Yeah, sorry. So golf is very important to Turkish Airlines, to the Turkish Airlines family. We're involved in quite a lot of golf. You know, we sponsor the Turkish Open later on in the year. And we have our own events, corporate events. You know, so it's a part of the Turkish Airlines fabric.
Okay.
But also very important to the Turkish Airlines family is the family unit and children. And when this landed in our lap, just coincidentally, at our golf date, the story was told to us by one of our guests who knows his dad.
Yeah.
We just jumped at the opportunity. It's a remarkable story. He's already a brand at such a young age. And, I mean, you can't turn something like that down. And I think his parents weren't even aware, but there's a golf course in Scotland called the Tray Golf Course.
Yep.
So it's just such an incredible story. You can't write this stuff.
Well, Trevor Brown, thank you so much for what the role that Turkish Airlines played in getting this young man over to Scotland, and a very happy alliance all round, particularly given how well he did. Trevor, you must be very chuffed with his finish in the top 10.
Absolutely. We're so proud to be associated with him. We believe he's going to be going and achieving many great things as he progresses. We're very excited. We've been following his performances online during the competition, and we're just so proud to have played a role in ensuring that he competed at this prestigious event.
Trevor Brown, thanks for chatting to us. Cape Town representative of Turkish Airlines, who sponsored his trip and his dad's trip, because your dad's your caddy, isn't he, Trey? Is that correct?
Yes.
And is he any good as a caddy?
Not really.
Not really. Oh, dear.
Sorry, David.
Out of the mouths of babes. Trey, somebody's just sent a message saying, wow, I can't even make a 44 on my PlayStation golf game. I believe you actually play golf on your PlayStation when you're not playing on the golf course.
Yes.
And how well do you do on PlayStation?
So, Pippa, last night... We were fortunate when we were in Scotland to visit St. Andrews, the oldest golf course in the world.
Yeah.
That was in David's bucket list for a very long time. And so last night, for the first time, Trey had a chance to play his PlayStation, and he played St. Andrews, and he was Ricky Fowler?
No. Dustin Johnson.
Is that one of
Johnson?
Your favorites? Okay.
And what was your final score?
58.
58. Under.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, what was it? 58, sorry.
58,
that was
okay.
The final score.
Okay,
that
so you're pretty good at PlayStation as well as golf. I'm guessing, though, if you had to choose what lies in your future, it's the golf course, walking the greens, playing actual golf that you want to keep on doing. Trey, I mean, you must be very proud of yourself after how well you did in Scotland. Do you want to carry on playing this game, or do you think you'll ever get tired of it?
No.
Never?
Never.
Do you want to play? I mean, who are your golfers that you look up to play? I mean, who are your golfers that you look up to when you watch other people playing on TV?
Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, Dustin.
So Dustin's obviously a big
favorite. Justin Thomas.
Okay. And do you think one day you might have an opportunity to play against some of those people?
Yes.
Okay, there's a young man very confident in his future, and I think with very good reason by the sounds of things. All that remains to say is thanks for coming to chat to us. Well done on your performance in Scotland, and we can't wait to see what you do with the next big adventure in North Carolina. Trey, lovely to meet you, and Tiara, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pippa, for having us.
The young man's name is Trey Patton. He's only 8 years old, from Athlone all the way to Scotland, North Carolina, and beyond. Watch that name and watch that golfer, because we're going to hear more from him, I have no doubt.